Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, welcome in. It is a Reaction Monday, Victory Monday. The curse is no longer a curse Monday. The Milner curse is over. As the Texans break through, as Tyler was carrying a lot. I mean, boy, that could have teetered into one of the worst weekends of your life.
The Aggies at halftime had me thinking it might be.
What has happened to Lenore Sellers? That 4th and 16, when he tried to take off and turn the corner and run, I'm like, you know what down it is? Like,
oh, that play that ended the game?
Yes. Yeah. Like, what the hell was that?
I loved it.
Shane is thinking the same thing. Shane looked like, man.
That clown.
Shane Beamer's over there thinking, shoot, James, you really going to go to Virginia Tech? I'm going to lose this gig, man.
Did you see Beamer walking in at halftime, like looking at the crowd at Kyle Field and pumping his arms and stuff?
Yeah, I'd have done it too.
How you feeling now, bud?
Yeah, he walked out with his hands down, his arms down. But no, a big, big Monday. Texans get to 5-5. And as I said, we heard from the head coach. We'll get you an update on C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie here in a second. Davis Mills. Another solid performance from him. 26 of 41, 274, one touchdown, zero picks, and had himself a comeback victory. Game tied. He drove them down, and was able to set up Matthew Wright to kick a 35-yard field goal to win the game at the buzzer. Send in your thoughts. What was the grade that you have for Davis Mills' performance yesterday? What did you have, Clint, when you watched?
I got a B-. Obviously, the slow start was killer. I think there was a couple of sacks that he took that you just simply can't take in those scenarios. I do think there was some opportunity there that the quarterback could have maybe helped the situation in the first half. But when you look at the second half, I think 4 of 6 possessions they scored points. None bigger, obviously, than the very last. The throw to Nico Collins was absolutely nails. Big-time throw and catch. The way he was able to feed Nico Collins throughout the game. A couple of the big boy throws that, the fade over the top to set up one of the scores to Higgins. I think Davis has done a really good job of kind of managing, getting Nico the ball, being aggressive and throwing the ball over the top when the opportunity presents itself, and at the same time pulling the reins back and going, okay, let's get back into our conservative death by a thousand cuts type approach and playing free. So there's a couple of things, obviously, that Davis needs to do better, as always.
Did you think there were some plays he missed out there that he could have made? I know you'll see more when you look at the film. Although there were a couple there.
I'm sure there was. Yeah. There always is in in every game. I didn't see any glaring, like, what the hell are you doing? This guy was wide open. Why didn't you get through your progression stuff in the TV copy? I'll tighten that up tomorrow. But I'm sure there's some throws there that were maybe forced into coverage, or some throws there that were low and outside and you know, missed throws. But I would go with a B minus. Overall, that was a bad football team, and the fact that the offense didn't score 20 plus points is concerning. Big picture, again, taking the sacks is concerning. You got to be smarter than that. There's a couple things there, but I'll go B as we talk through it. I'll go B, solid B. I'll go with a B.
Yeah, text line coming in. I would say Mills, an A for Mills from the text line. On YouTube and Twitch, a C plus. Cornbread said Davis Mills did his job. He gets a B. Listen, Clint, for me, I would say B. I'm gonna grade on a curve, right? And I'm not grading Davis Mills. I'm grading Davis Mills as a backup quarterback. And yes, I expected more from that offense overall. But I do also give quarterbacks credit for understanding what type of game it is and understanding who they are and understanding what time of game it is. And I think there was just a point there. Now, he ended up being wrong because the defense wasn't able to completely hold it, but there was a point there was like, all right, if I just don't F it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it had been October 26th the last time their offense had scored a touchdown. If I don't mess it up, then we're not going to lose the game. And he got into that mode where it looked like to me he wasn't taking a lot of chances and just wasn't going to give the big turnover, to get them life and get them back in the game. But then when the game had to shift to, hey, man, we need you to go and make some more plays, he then turned out and was able to do that as well to get them in field goal range. And that 3rd-and-16 play that he put on Nico Collins, and then, of course, Nico Collins, one of the best receivers in the game, getting his feet down and catching that ball. Because that right there, now, you know, you're turning it over to them, and now the weird could happen, and you're putting loss on the table. I don't think anybody at any point thought the Texans were actually going to lose that game until maybe if they didn't convert that 3rd-and-16. So I'll give him on a B-plus. For how, but I get it. I expected a lot more from their offense, but they didn't run the ball particularly well in that game overall, and the pressure was a little bit there. So I'll give them a B plus for knowing the way the game was going and playing to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the negatives, Ron. The sacks. I think there's two sacks that you just can't. You got to throw it away. Choosing to throw the back shoulder go ball to 19. In a critical third down there in the second half, I thought was a poor decision. There's not a whole lot to ding him for. But
it's just the overall deal of the offense. It's hard to not look at the quarterback and feel like there was a lot missed when the offense put up 13 points against or 16 points against a team that you feel like. Like, I went into it, I thought this should be. I know Jeffrey Simmons is coming back, but this should be like close to the Baltimore game.
Yep.
Like, and it's hard not to look at it and say the overall offense didn't seem to play to the level of expectation. But when you look back at it, it wasn't like he was doing stuff to kill him, to me. So, you know, solid performance from him. Solid B from the text line. But they get to 5-5 and do their thing. All right, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans coming up here next, as he gives an update on two of his top players, C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie. He gives an update on their status and Fairbairn the kicker. We'll let you hear that from D'Amico, and we'll do our players of the game. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.